What has happened is a colossal military disaster. We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender.
Usually, if a Hollywood movie sets cash registers ringing in India, it's a superhero movie, preferably in 3D. But Warner Brothers India says Dunkirk has been the biggest opening for an English-language-only film in India, raking in over $2.4 million in its initial weekend. 2 weeks later, it's still pulling in the crowds. But the war movie has also been facing some flack. One could sum it up in a simple headline: Indians missing in action in Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk.
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
But where are the Indians in that 400,000? Hundreds of thousands of soldiers from undivided India fought for the British in that war, the largest volunteer army in history. Historian Yasmin Khan tells the BBC that at least four companies of the Royal Indian Army Service Corps served in France during the campaign, and three contingents were evacuated from Dunkirk and one taken prisoner by the Germans. But they've been whitewashed off the beaches of Dunkirk. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Those Indian soldiers are missing, as are the many Lascars who operated the merchant ships that came to rescue the British troops stranded on the beach. By 1938, one in four crewmen or Lascars on merchant ships were mostly from South Asia and East Africa. Even the Indian mules, some 2,500 were shipped from Mumbai to Marseille, do not get a cameo.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
I'm not going back.
There's no hiding from this sun. We have a job to do.
And there's no hiding from this either. The only brown to be seen in the film is the tea that plucky white English women offer the plucky white English soldiers scrambling aboard the rescue boats and ships. At one time, you could get away with this blindingly white version of history. Now, it's trickier. The subaltern has learned to speak and tends to demand its rightful place in history. It reinforces the idea, say critics, that the war was won by Britain's pluck, when in reality a whole empire was pressed into service. South Asians, Caribbeans, Africans, and many others. Historian John Bruich tells Slate the role of the Indian Army could have made the difference between victory and defeat. Many Indian media have carried stories about the missing Indians, with headlines like "Miracle of Dunkirk, Indians too were trapped with Allied forces," and "How Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk missed the chance to honor Indians' role in World War II. But let's be honest, how eagerly did Indians seize that chance to honor their own? Nolan was not the only one who forgot the Indians at Dunkirk. So did many Indians themselves. It's only in this hullabaloo over Dunkirk the movie that I learned about Jamadar Maula Daud Khan, who won a Distinguished Service Medal for showing magnificent courage, coolness and decision when his troop was shelled from the ground and bombed from the air by the enemy. India has the budget these days to make grand Bollywood films about all kinds of heroes, freedom fighters, boxers, marathon runners. But no one has made a film about Jamadar Maula Daud Khan, for instance, and the stories of the other Indian soldiers on that beach.
You can practically see it from here.
What?
Home.
But thousands of Indian soldiers did not go home. They were settled in Cornwall and Wales and Scotland and trained to fight London's war. The gravestones of those who died there are still in English cemeteries, writes the Indian newspaper Mint. No Indian historian has told their story in full. That does not mean we should not raise questions about what it means when a war film whitewashes history, especially in a time when immigrants increasingly come under suspicion. But there is no reason India needs to wait patiently to be included in Christopher Nolan's telling of Dunkirk, or be grateful for a fleeting appearance as the turbaned man who dies within 10 minutes as a torpedo bursts into the hull of a ship.
The ship's about to leave.
Down you go.
A debate about whether Nolan's Dunkirk whitewashes history is perfectly legitimate. But 70 years after India's independence, isn't it also time that Indian filmmakers took up the challenge of telling their own stories instead of yearning for a bit part in a Christopher Nolan rendition?
They need to send more ships.
More ships and more stories.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall never surrender.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. We shall never surrender.